For another perspective on ovarian cancer, I met with gynecologic oncologist Dr. Bradley Monk, and we began by discussing the long-standing issue of primary surgical management of patients presenting with ovarian cancer.
In an ideal world, I think all patients with a suspected ovarian cancer or with an obvious diagnosis of an ovarian cancer would be initially evaluated and undergo surgical management with a board-certified or at least board-eligible gynecologic oncologist. Unfortunately, that's not the case. A substantial number of ovarian cancer patients or women with pelvic masses suspected ovarian cancer have their surgeries done either by gynecologists or general surgeons. And clearly, the outcomes are better when gynecologic oncologists are involved and may even be better when tertiary medical centers are involved. Having said that, once the surgical treatment has been done, the medical treatment can either be done very competently by either a gynecologic oncologist or a medical oncologist. And my sense is that more than 50% of patients with epithelial ovarian cancer receive their medical care, and I mean chemotherapy, by medical oncologists who I think do a very good job. So if I was to guess, maybe even 75% of epithelial ovarian cancer patients receive chemotherapy through medical oncology.